I am indeed a king, because I know how to rule myself. I am indeed a king, because I know how to rule myself. I know how to determine what values are important for me. I know how to determine what issues are going to be the issues that make my life wonderful or that make my life not so wonderful. It's totally up to me. Totally up to me what I want to be, how I want to be, how I want to live, how I want to express myself, and what I'm going to do about it. It's totally up to me, because nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters in this world except what I want to be. Now, I am indeed a king because I know how to rule myself. I know how to rule my choices. I know how to rule what makes me happy. I know how to rule what makes me unhappy. I know how to rule to bring about joy and peace and harmony and goodness in my life. It's totally my choice, totally what I choose to do, totally how I choose to act and think and live. It's up to me. Now, what sort of things do I want to rule myself in? Do I want to rule myself in being happy, harmonious? Do I want to rule myself in being loving, joyful, peaceful? Do I want to rule myself in being the kind of person that is always happy? The kind of person that's always filled with joy? The kind of person that's always doing the things they want to do? Now, I can watch television 24 hours a day if I wish. I can go and blame other people for not accomplishing things in my life if I want to. I can go around saying, my husband or my wife, my spouse is just utterly terrible. They have caused me to do all sorts of nonsensical things. I can say my children are a burden to me and I have to make so much money so they can have the things that are important in life. I can burden myself with all that. But yet, when you look at the beach bum and you see what a happy fellow he is he really happy? Yes, he is. Is he really happy? Why is he happy? Because he doesn't need anything. He lives off the land and he lives as happy and comfortable as can be. But that's not impossible. You've got to have things. Well, if you think you have to have things, then of course you have to have things and they possess you. I am indeed a king because I know how to rule myself. I know how to rule my passions. I know how to rule my choices. I know how to rule whatever it is I do in my life about myself, for myself, and anything that I do is my choice. It's my choice to be happy. It's my choice to be sad. Somebody says something to me that's not very kind, and I become sad over that. That's my choice. If someone says something to me that's not very kind, and I say, I hadn't thought about it that way, and let's see. Yes, okay, I'm going to make a change. Or I say, no way, that person is not going to limit me by their attitude, wanting me to be like them. I am not going to be like them. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be untouched by the world I live in, but I'm going to think about my world and see it wonderful and valuable and powerful and joyful, and all in my world is going to be a reflection of my thought, a reflection of my thought, not the other thoughts outside of me. Life is a matter of choice. Life is a matter of how I rule myself, how I rule my thought, how I rule my attitudes, how I rule my actions. I can go around all I want and blame everybody else for whatever limitation I experience or whatever difficulty I experience. I can blame the world. I can say my parents or the genes or the chromosomes or the what have you of my body. I can say the experiences of my youth, the experiences of my life. Those are all the terrible things. And yet, we read about many people who have had difficult childhoods, difficult life as a child, and they turn out to be magnificent. We read about other children who have difficult childhoods, and they turn out to be poorly because they give into it. They do not rule themselves. They have not learned to rule themselves. Now, each one of us, We can learn to rule ourselves. Now, we learn to rule ourselves when we say, I like me, when we say, all is in divine order, when we say, this world is fantastic, when we say, this world is a world that I have created by my thought. I have gone around with a smile on my face, and everyone thinks I'm happy, and everyone says I'm a happy person, and they like to deal with me because I'm a happy person. That's my cause. That's my problem. That's my circumstance. Not a bad problem, though, is it? No, we can be truly ruling ourselves whenever we wish. And we can start right this minute. It doesn't have to mean that we have had terrible things that happened in our life and that forever and ever we are going to be unavailable for happiness. We don't say things like that. We say, now is the acceptable time for my good, and I'm enjoying my good now and forevermore. I'm ruling my life. I go down to the beach, and the rain starts to fall. And I say, okay, I'm going to run up and down the beach, and I'm going to get my fun and my exercise. And then as I run up and down the beach and the rain's coming down, I go into the ocean or I go into the lake, and I swim around. And when I come out, the rain may have stopped and the sun might be shining, and I'll get all warmed up and lovely again. I make out of my days, no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I make out of my days a wonderful experience, an experience filled with love, an experience filled with happiness, an experience filled with who and what I am, who and what I am, nothing else but who and what I am, and how great that is. Is it a great thing for you? Is it a great thing for me? Is it a great thing for all of us to fill our life with who and what we are? Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is. It's a good thing for us to say to ourselves, my life is beautiful, and I am beautiful. It's good for us to say, I am the king, because I know how to rule myself. I know how to rule everything that goes into my consciousness. We had a chance to go around to the dog kennels and look at different dogs that are available. And these dogs have all come from different homes, different experiences, different lifestyles. And all of them have had a tough times. They were lost, and they were picked up by the shelter, or they were given to the shelter because the family couldn't handle them or something. And all of these dogs have one thing in common. Those who were self-confident, those who believed in themselves, were first picked by people who had come to look for a dog for their family. But the dogs that were sad and barking, the dogs that were saying, I got a poor deal out of life. Life's not so good for me. Life's not, and bark and yip and show their teeth. Everyone walks away from them. Nobody wants anything to do with them. And quite likely, they're just as trainable, just as lovable, just as fantastic as the dog that has already learned that he's the king. Oh, yes, indeed. He knows how to rule himself. He knows how to be a pleasant being to his world, and in his world he creates pleasant people coming to want him in their life. It's all a matter of how we decide. I am indeed a king because I know how to rule myself. These dogs were indeed kings because they knew how to rule themselves. Those who didn't, they were not received too well. Now, life is like that for you and for me. If we are unable to receive ourselves very well, if we're unable to look at ourselves and say, we are a wonderful being, we're fantastic beings, then the world will find trouble looking at us too, because we only see the image that we shine out. So think about the image that you're shining out today, and think about how you say, I am indeed a king, because I know how to rule myself. And then go forth and rule yourself. And it's as easy as that. Oh, have a wonderful day, my Royal Highness. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.